The State Department of Human Services says drop-in centers are a powerful resource, allowing people who have a mental health diagnosis to help one another. However, some counties don't have any such programs, while others have limited hours and are in desperate need of resources. WITF's Brett Schultes looks at the effect one drop-in center is having on a community.
It's just before Easter, and about 35 people are gathered in the basement of Bethany Lutheran Church in Altoona for what feels kind of like a party.
She is the executive director of the Hope Drop.
Food, conversation. Some people are painting eggs or making decorations.
Egg coloring.
It's what you might expect at a church, with one exception. Just about every person here has a serious mental illness, like depression, anxiety disorder, or schizophrenia.
Okay, my name is Pamela Townsend. We are in Hope Drop-In Center in Blair County.
People like Pamela.
Hope Drop-In Center is a community support for individuals living with a mental illness or co-occurring illness.
Pam developed major depression and an eating disorder that almost took her life in her 30s. Now 60 years old, she works full-time as a peer support specialist in an area where someone dealing with a mental health issue may face challenges in finding a place to turn.
Transportation has been a huge issue here in Blair County.
She says the drop-in center, which she helped start 5 years ago, is meeting a big need in the community.
It's very laid back. We're not a mental health provider. So they can come here and just hang out for the day.
Pennsylvania Mental Health Consumers Association data shows 11 PA counties don't have any drop-in centers. Most have just one or two, and sometimes they're only open as few as 3 hours a week. The State Department of Human Services touts drop-in centers as a supplement to formal psychological services. Mental health advocates say more counties and cities could learn from similar programs. A few miles down the road at the county's mental health office, Administrator Jim Hudak says the value of the drop-in center can't be overstated.
If you would talk to any of our counterparts across the Commonwealth, what are the challenges in your county? They're going to tell you housing, transportation, employment, and life skills.
Hudak says Blair is like a lot of rural counties across Pennsylvania.
Median income is well below the state's. I want to say our poverty rate is a little bit higher than the state's average. I think our children in poverty is higher.
Like others, Blair County's mental health program was hit hard by the 2012 budget cuts, which slashed his funding by 10%.
As costs still keep on going up, we are reaching that saturation point that dollars aren't going to be there.
But he says the lack of funding isn't the only problem, and more dollars aren't the only solution either.
We can supply the services, but it's the other social determinants that we seem to always be missing.
Hudak says the drop-in center is a great example of how communities can help themselves. And here's the kicker. He says compared to a lot of programs, the whole thing costs very little. Peer specialists like Pam are paid through hiring agencies from a Medicaid reimbursement. The county is chipping in some block grant funds to help buy a building, meaning the drop-in center will eventually move out of the church basement.
The block grant traditionally has been the payer of last resort. When no one else can pay for it, we will pay for it.
But Hudak warns there are threats. If lawmakers were to slash Medicaid, it could cut off funding for peer support workers. And it takes a lot of work from people like Pam, who have made it their full-time job. Pam Townsend is now back at the church, where about 15 people are gathered for art classes as part of a collaboration with an art professor at nearby Mount Aloysius College.
And then he matted and framed it, and it looked pretty amazing.
That's framing. I know,
it is magical.
She says the goal now is to make the drop-in center available 5 days a week instead of two.
The sustainability is what we're looking at right now. We have the money to buy a building.
Her friend Jenny Behe is also a peer specialist.
I was very housebound, had a very small circle that I would travel to.
She says she overcame an anxiety disorder that used to keep her from driving, working, or even really going out in public.
We are to represent the evidence that we have come out of that. I mean, of course, we're still working on ourselves, always.
Now, Behe has a job, and She says she has a purpose, helping others.
I worked with elderly peers, and they were desperate for help.
A recent grant program ended, abruptly cutting off an effort that was doing that work. So she says she wants to restart a program that reaches out to older people with depression.
They can't get the things that they really need just to survive, you know, food, whatever, personal items.
As peer specialists Pam Townsend and Jenny Behe are not earning much of a livable wage.
They say they're starting at 12 now, but I think that
when
I started,
it was like 9 or 10.
And I think it was 10 when I started.
But they're employed, and they're helping others in a way that really even a therapist or psychiatrist can't do.
Bye, Dan.
For people like Pam and Jenny, who battle mental illness themselves and continue to fight it every day, being able to help others is a lot more than a job. Through helping others, they're also helping themselves to recover from serious mental illness. In Altoona, Blair County, I'm Brett Schultes.